can last for 8 crazy nights. The Tickets White Elephant host and crew exchange is one crazy day. Brought to you by Classic BMW. Yeah. Two guys from the hood, two guys with strong Baptist ties. Yeah. Mike and Donnie, Bob and Gordo on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're just about to wrap it up. White Elephant Day here on The Little Ticket. We met with a little bit of success today in the view of everybody.
Feels good.
Bob, do you think J.R. Smith is a pretty edgy character?
Yes. Of all the NBA players that I might watch my house when I'm on vacation, he would be the last.
Yeah.
Even Kesey before him.
Even Kesey before him? Do you think maybe you could ask the same Kesey hypothetical
of J.R. Smith?
About J.R. Smith?
I think J.R.'s going to make more, though, right? He's going to be
but still,
more work for him.
Yeah, he's going to make more, but he's probably going to piss more away, too.
As he has a limo full of girls?
Yes.
You think that costs money?
Right. A limo full of girls and just a screen of smoke pot smoke in the car.
Sorry.
No, that's...
We're going to Spain there for a moment.
Well, go ahead.
So how much time do we have here before...
Well, we got to get out by 52.
4 minutes.
So we got 4 minutes. Would you like to hear what John Daniels said about the Rangers' chances of signing Cliff Lee?
Let's all enjoy a little snack here. Would you care for a snack?
Aren't you going to set up the snack?
Well, we don't have time. Our bit, we ran out of time.
Do you like trying new snacks?
We're going to do that? Oh, okay. All right, let's do that then.
Well, Should we announce the John Daniels stuff first? I mean, is it the
thing? All he would say about it is we know more than we did before the meetings began regarding their chances of signing Cliff Lee. Now, what that means is anybody's guess.
Here, Mike, have a Nutella sandwich.
So this is the much-fabled Nutella we hear so much about,
Yes,
huh?
my...
Now, is this Mexican stuff?
No, I think this is little kid stuff.
Oh.
The deal at my house.
Milk?
Yes. It's a thing called milk, Mike.
Well, with peanut butter and jelly, don't you enjoy milk?
No, not generally. I don't know. Much enjoy.
Why did you call it Hispanic stuff?
All right, milk, well, here's
under any circumstances.
Here's what happens in my house, and I'm under reports it's not merely a Mexican thing. It happens in a lot of houses of all ethnicities, but they all have kids. Is that kids now have Nutella sandwiches. For instance, if my wife makes a nice spaghetti or some sort of dinner, it's fajitas night at the Sturm House. Can you play a fajita theme? Brett will look at it, my little six-year-old wearing his Clay Matthews jersey. He'll look at it and he'll veto it and ask for Nutella. And as opposed to my parents who would say, they would look at me like I was from Mars if I asked to eat something other than the main dish. My wife actually says, sure, let me go make you a Nutella sandwich. I had never heard of it until a month ago, and then I started looking at her making a sandwich, and it was white bread and what appeared to be chocolate frosting. And then I thought, should I interfere? And she's kind of like, no, it's more healthy than peanut butter. And I could not believe it because it seriously looks like we're about to eat a chocolate sandwich.
It really does.
Have you tried it?
Don't eat a goddamn snack.
Yeah.
This stuff's really popular in, I believe, Europe.
You haven't tried it before at all, Bob,
No,
right?
It's greatness.
Bottoms up.
It's greatness. It's like chocolate and peanut butter and hazelnut.
It's a chocolate sandwich.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with peanut butter.
Chocolate sandwich.
So, and this is healthy?
No.
On the label, it says hazelnut spread with skim milk and cocoa.
It was great.
So if my wife were to make a healthy dinner but allow my six-year-old son to opt to a chocolate sandwich...
He's winning. He's winning big time.
Stuff is so good.
I know, but isn't that... Shouldn't I be putting my foot down that says he has to have carrots and salad?
You need to show her who's making the money in the house.
That's a battle. You can't win. But
open up the closet, show her the pants.
All right, I think Corby claimed it's healthier than peanut butter.
I think that's crap. There's no way this can be healthier.
How do you feel, Mike, about your Nutella experience?
It doesn't seem like it should be a sandwich.
Is that yours or mine?
It should be dessert, right?
Yeah. I mean, this doesn't seem real sandwichy. It doesn't seem to go well with bread.
You didn't try it, Mike?
No, I'm not eating that. Why is peanut and hazelnut? There should be more nut butter options.
Whoa, nut butter.
Nut butter.
He said it.
I just want to say that.
Dude, this is not a healthy alternative to spaghetti or fajitas. Dude, you got to put your foot down with that.
I need one more of those for the train.
200 calories per serving.
I got to catch the 706, so everybody meet me out at Victory Station.
Get the hell off the air.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Harlan or the chords for this.
EG&A.
I'm going to play it.
That about does it for White Elephant Day here on The Little Ticket. We certainly thank you for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Mike Saroy.
You don't like it?
Everybody on the Ticket Ticker, Shoopy, Alexis.
Like chocolate on bread.
And you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Do stay tuned. We have a little Stars hockey on the way here. So everybody get ready for that. The next Ticket Ticker, which you're not going to hear, would be brought to you by Q Chrysler, Jeep Dodge, and Twin Peaks. Right, Shubby?
It was fun, Mike. Thank you for having
me. Enjoyed it, Gordon. Enjoyed it, Bobby. Enjoyed it, Donovan. Enjoyed it, everybody. Hope you enjoyed White Elephant Day today. Be listening at 5:30 tomorrow morning when that Donovan Miller morning program rolls back in once again. At 3, we'll be around with another edition of The Hardline. So till then, stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.